The Polish artificial intelligence scene in 2025 is a tale of two extremes. On the one hand, we are witnessing unprecedented successes. Polish AI startups such as 11 Labs are raising hundreds of millions of zlotys from the world's leading investors, and the country is actively participating in the global technology race by developing advanced concepts such as agent-based AI. On the other hand, hard data paints a picture of a deep crisis in the domestic market. The largest skills gap in 15 years, alarmingly low maturity of implementations in companies, and a lack of a strategic approach to talent development. This discrepancy, let's call it the Polish AI paradox, is not just a statistical curiosity. It is a fundamental strategic challenge. If it is not resolved, Poland risks consolidating its position as a nation of skilled users of off-the-shelf AI tools instead of becoming a nation of foundational technology developers. In the long term, this undermines our competitiveness and risks squandering the historic opportunity presented by the AI revolution. Poland is an exporter of innovation. There is no doubt that the Polish technology sector is fully integrated into the global circulation of ideas. Key trends for 2025, identified by leading analyst firms such as Gartner and Forrester, including agentic AI, governance AI, AI governance, or reasoning AI, are not only being discussed, but actively developed in Polish companies. More importantly, these ambitions are translating into tangible, financial successes. In 2024, Polish startups related to artificial intelligence have attracted more than 1 billion Polish zlotys in venture capital. Spectacular funding rounds, such as the raising of over 700 million Polish zlotys by 11 Labs or 121 million Polish zlotys by Wordware, prove that Polish companies are able to compete at the highest global level and attract capital from the most prestigious funds, such as Andreessen Horowitz. These successes reinforce investors' belief that Poland has real potential to become a major AI hub in the CEE region. Crisis of competence and adoption. However, when we look at the internal market, optimism gives way to concern. The demand for AI talent has created the largest skills gap in Polish IT in over 15 years. The shortage of specialists has increased by an alarming 82% in 1 year. This crisis is being felt at board level. According to the Microsoft Work Trend Index report, as many as 84% of Polish business leaders plan to deploy AI agents, but at the same time admit that there is a deep competency gap in their organizations. This gap between ambition and action is striking. Despite declarations to the contrary, as many as 52% of organizations do not provide any generative AI training to their teams. The implementations that do take place are often superficial. According to McKinsey data, only 1% of managers in Poland describe the implementation of AI in their organization as mature. Although 78% of respondents declared the use of this technology in 2024, it seems to be mainly experimental and not deeply integrated into the company's strategy. Systemic response and strategic trap. The Polish educational system and market have responded to these challenges. Leading universities such as Jagiellonian University, Warsaw University of Technology, and Poznan University of Technology already offer specialized degrees and postgraduate programs in artificial intelligence. These activities are complemented by private sector initiatives, such as Microsoft's program to train 1 million Poles and government strategies to develop digital competences. Nonetheless, we are facing a fundamental challenge that concerns the quality, not just the quantity, of these competences. We are seeing an explosive growth in a phenomenon that can be called AI literacy, AI, that is, the ability to use off-the-shelf tools. 7 out of 10 Poles use AI regularly, often without formal training or employer knowledge. Furthermore, 44% of employees prefer to delegate tasks to AI rather than a human colleague, valuing its accessibility and speed. However, this is evidence of a growing ability to consume technology rather than create it. The real long-term economic value and competitive advantage lies in something else, in AI fluency, i.e. the ability to build, integrate, and modify complex AI-based systems. 11 Labs' success came not from the skillful use of other people's models, but from the creation of its own groundbreaking technology solution. It was this ability to create fundamental intellectual property that attracted global capital. If the Polish economy is to fully capitalize on its ambitions, we need to make a strategic turnaround. From user to creator, the Polish AI paradox puts us at a crossroads. We can follow the path of mass adoption of off-the-shelf tools, becoming an efficient but still dependent market on external suppliers. This is a safe path, but one that limits our potential to a subcontractor role in the global AI value chain. The alternative is to consciously and strategically build competence in technology creation. This requires a fundamental shift in thinking, both at the level of state strategy, corporate programs, and curricula. We need to aggressively shift the focus from teaching how to use AI to training engineering and scientific talent capable of building with AI. It is necessary to support not only startups, but the entire ecosystem that creates them, from basic education to specialized studies to incentives for R&D in Poland. Companies need to stop seeing AI training as a cost and start treating it as a key investment in building competitive advantage. Solving the Polish AI paradox will determine our economic position for decades. We have global talent and ambition. Now we need to build a domestic foundation that allows them to fully flourish. It is time to move from fascination with the possibilities of AI to strategically building our own capabilities in this field.